And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Switching gears here, moving into number two on the Triple Dipper. Coming up in just a few minutes, Congressman Robert Adderholt, who represents the 4th Congressional District here in Alabama, will be calling in. So here's the thing. You've heard me talk about on the show before that, you know, the old adage, a failure to plan is a plan to fail, that I'm frustrated when I see our Republican leadership in both the state and the federal delegations not having an agenda, not having a plan. And I hearken back to the fact that when I ran for office in 2010, I was among what we called the Republican wave. The Alabama State House had been controlled by Democrats for 136 straight years, literally since Reconstruction. And we came in not just wanting to go do things differently and talking generally, you know, like, well, we're gonna be different than Democrats. No, we came in with a plan. We had an agenda. We called it the handshake with Alabama. Basically, it was our goodwill agreement that we were going to do certain things. And it took several years of the first quadrennium after we swept through the state house and flipped it to a Republican supermajority overnight. But what happened was this. We had a plan. We knew things we were going to do. And oh, by the way, our constituents knew we were going to do them. And we ran on that plan, and it unified us as a team, and it also galvanized the voters. We swept the polls that year. It caught so many Democrats off guard that literally it was almost a comedy in the state house. Nobody had bothered to do anything in terms of cleaning out their offices. And they say that trash cans lined the state house halls because so many of us flipped them out of their seats that they had to literally get in there and staff had to start throwing things away and just trying to clear the state house because the new wave of Republicans took office the night of the election. It wasn't like we had to wait till February to get sworn in. So bam, instant supermajority. And bam, it was because in part we had a bunch of good candidates, but we also had a great agenda. Well, in D.C. right now, I'm frustrated with the fact, and in Montgomery, too. I mean, when's the last time we saw a true agenda being put together by our Republican leadership in Montgomery since then? Really haven't. I mean, you have the occasional, well, the House intends to bring these bills, these three things we're going to do next year, and then gambling takes over and it all goes by the wayside. They never have the whole unified House and Senate, which we did in 2010. Well, the same is true of the federal. We're seeing right now that there is a sentiment across the nation that says, give us something. Give us a plan. What can we rally around? We can't just rally around, don't be Biden. That's not a plan. We've got to make sure that we have illustrated clearly and unequivocally to the public what the plan is so that we can begin to move forward with an understanding of the action needed to be taken. But we haven't been seeing that. In fact, what's really disturbing to me is minority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, does not want a plan. He does not want to put his name on anything. He has literally openly said he does not intend to put together an agenda prior to the elections. Why would you do that? I guess his thought is, well, then people may hold you accountable. Yes, sir, that's true. How about this? You've got some people out there right now that are running in purple states with hotly contested seats, and the question is going to be, what does it mean to the voters at the last minute? And if the voters look at the polls and they say, we're on the cusp here, but I know what the Republican plan is. You know what? I want that part of the... I'm going there. And I guarantee you're going to pick up votes. Just little old me down here on Right Side Radio opining into my microphone, but I believe that if you tell the people what you will do on their behalf if given the opportunity, they will much rather rally around that than just go, I don't know, what are they going to do? Well, they're not Biden. Well, there's that. You can only run on that so long, y'all. Well, just last week, minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, and the Republicans in the House, they did come up with a House agenda. Now, the interesting dynamic is if you pass it in the House, that's great, but you still got to pass it in the Senate and get it to a president who will sign it. So we'll see. But what we have right now, at the very least, we have a House plan. And kudos for them to them for doing that. And there are aspects of this plan that I really like. And we're looking at, like for instance, here's an article from CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network. Recent polls show that only 39% of Americans approve of President Biden's job performance. 53% disapprove. And those low approval ratings often indicate big losses for the party in power, it says. That's true. But folks, I'm just telling you, we have got to get down to brass tacks. The commitment to America is the name of the plan put together by the House. It's got a number of things in it that I do like things like a parental bill of rights for education, things that deal with our border and energy independence. And all of this is so incredibly necessary. The very idea that Mitch McConnell won't join kind of flummoxes me. What we don't have right now are some specifics. They say they're going to fix the border. How are you going to fix the border? Well, we're going to talk to Congressman Robert Aderholt here in a minute and ask him, what are the specifics? Do you have proposed legislation coming together? Do you have people who are the point person to carry that legislation? Are you whipping the votes right now? We got to know. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.